Episode 89. If you're a local business and you want to be successful with your Google rankings, then this latest changes in Google's algorithms called Pigeon are going to be worth listening to. Silly name, eh? Pigeon, what will they think of next?
A clearer voice for business online. More focus. All the pointers for social media are here. The tools and techniques to give you an edge. All in the Online Marketing Audio Blog, presented as ever by Julia Doherty of Green Umbrella.
Hello, 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 and a really warm welcome to the Online Marketing Audio Blog. As John has just said, my name is Julia Doherty from Green Umbrella, and it's my job to keep you ahead of the game when it comes to everything to do with online marketing. This is an audio version of the blog that's written on the Green Umbrella website, and we usually post articles to do with online marketing and social media. However, on a regular basis, we do tend to deviate from this topic if we feel that a subject is of benefit to the small business owner. Hopefully that's you guys that's listening out there. We usually post a couple of times a week and the audios last for about 8 to 15 minutes. So hopefully that's just on your journey to work. So hello if you're listening to me in the car. Anyway, before we transition over to today's guest blogger, let me share with you today's tool or technique of the day.
The Online Marketing Audio Blog. Tools and techniques.
As I've already mentioned, today's blog article is all about being found on Google if you're a local business. So I thought I'd share with you a secret that I found that not many people know about when it comes to your Twitter handle being found in search engines. Do you know that there are 6 main Twitter directories, and all of these are well worth registering with? They don't cost any money to register on the directories, but it's one of those jobs that you just need to get done once and get it out the way. With each directory, you also register information about your company. You know, you put in your website, you put in keywords, you put in an email address. So it'll also help a little bit with regards to general search engine optimization results for your general website as well. So it's a no-brainer. The main directory for Twitter directory is Twello. Well, that's like Yellow Pages for Twitter. And that's Twello, T-W-E-L-L-O-W. However, you can find a link to all main 6 directories on today's show notes. So I say there are 6 there. It's one of these jobs you just need to get done. Just head on over to all the W's, green-umbrella.biz/89. And there you'll find a list of the directories on today's show notes.
You're on the Online Marketing Audio Blog.
Okay, it's time for our guest blogger to make an appearance. So please give it up for Simon Kensington Fellows. It gives some valuable advice about local search results in a jargon-free way. Over to you, Simon.
In every episode, get the view from the outside, a stack of subscribers, the how-to articles that create action. It's the guest blogger.
Catch the pigeon and score higher search engine rankings. Are you looking for a better search engine prominence for your local business? In July 2014, Google made some changes to the way it ranked local business search results in the United States. Now, these algorithm changes were named Pigeon by some SEO commentators and joined the other animals that Google has unleashed on its search engines. Pigeon's purpose is to make local search more useful, accurate, and relevant. Google have told us that these algorithm changes take into account more traditional ranking criteria, such as strong authority links, and more recent criteria such as synonyms and knowledge graph. These changes also are able to better calculate the distance and location for ranking factors. Now, whilst this change first affected the US English results, it is expected to roll out to the UK too. Some local business owners in Ireland report seeing the changes there, and there have been anecdotal reports of changes to the UK search results. Personally, I have seen changes to my own local business rankings. So what does this mean in real terms, and what do the changes actually look like? Unlike other algorithm changes such as Panda, Penguin and Hummingbird, where the search results were just reordered with certain websites being penalised, Pigeon makes some real noticeable changes. The local business maps listings, often called the 7-pack, have been reduced to just 3, A carousel of local businesses has been added to the top of the search results, and a huge boost has been given to local directory sites. So how can you take advantage of this, and what should you do? Well, it's been widely known that a local business website's rankings will benefit from citations. These citations, also known as links from local directory sites, are simply business listings on other trusted websites such as Yelp, Yell, FreeIndex, etc. To benefit from the citation, the name, address and phone number, referred to as NAP, in the local directory listing must exactly match the details on the business's own website. When Google matches the two together, it gives the business a trusted vote. These votes, when added together, help to move the business's website higher up the search engine rankings. With Pidgin giving local directories such a boost, you may well find your own website squeezed out of the first page rankings. But it's not all bad news. Simply add your business to as many highly regarded local directories as you can. Make sure that you optimise the listings by filling them out as fully as you can. This means adding photos, videos, keywords, full descriptions, and any other information you can, such as opening times, parking, etc. Take your time and do it carefully, and you'll find that your business will be shown above any competitor that hasn't taken the time to complete their profile. To get you started, here are 10 of the most authoritative local UK directories: Yale.com, Silex-UK.co.uk, ThompsonLocal.com, HotFrog.co.uk, MrWhat.co.uk, Yelp.com, Independent.co.uk, Quipe.co.uk, TheSun.co.uk, YouFindUs.com, and FreeIndex.co.uk.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah, I love receiving Simon's guest blog articles because I always learn something new. I have a confession that I've not registered with 7 of these directories, so guess what I've spent the last hour just doing? If you want to delve deeper into these SEO tactics or Google AdWords, then I strongly advise checking out Simon's website. Simply visit www.brightredsocks.com. It's an easy one to remember, isn't it? And yes, I must admit, whenever I've met him, he always wears bright red socks. Again, thank you, Simon, for this top article.
Snapchat, Pinterest, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Bebo, Boo Boo, Coochie Coo, Who's a Pretty Boy Then? All the platforms are covered here.
As always, you don't need to take any notes. We have a full transcript of the article with links to the today's tool of the day, which was Twello, as well as a list of all those Twitter directories. And you can also find the links to all the directories that Simon mentioned in his blog as well. All you need to do is visit allthews.green-umbrella.biz/89. Say we're on 89 today. And you can also subscribe to the blog here. Anyway, that's it for another episode. Take care. Ta-da. Bye for now. See you soon. Bye-bye.
Next time, the online marketing audio blog returns with more social media, the guest blog, tools and techniques, hot topic, and all the latest news. Catch Julia then. And in the meantime, pay us a visit at green-umbrella.biz.